Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to All About Entrepreneurs. Well, we're excited that you decided to tune in to the show today. Heard every weekday morning at 7 a.m.
Well, we want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out, get ready to take lots of notes, get ready to go to another level in your life, because it's all about entrepreneurs. We have exciting guests who will come and teach you the strategies, the tips, and the tools for you to be a successful entrepreneur. Well, we hope that you enjoy the show. And don't forget, invite a friend. The show is going to be awesome. And now, your host, Coach LaLisa J. Williams.
Well, good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome to the show. Well, it is Tuesday morning for most of us, depending on where you are in the world. It could be, still could be Monday night, or it could possibly be Tuesday night. But it is 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time over here on the Northeast. And I am LaLisa J. Williams. I have an exciting, exciting topic for you today. But first and foremost, let me say Happy New Year's to you. I haven't talked to you yet. I haven't seen you yet this year. Happy, happy New Year. Well, we are back live at 7 a.m. I know some people have been waiting for this. For those of you who I haven't spoken to since last year, you remember, toward the end of the year, I was embroiled in a very, very, very dynamic election. Yes, that's right. I put on my campaign hat, my political hat, and I threw it, I took it off, rather. I put it on, took it off, and threw it in the ring, and I did run for city council, which we call town council, because our city is, we call it a town, but pretty much means the same thing. It's just that some areas in New Jersey use town, some use township, and some use city. Well, let me tell you, it was an exciting journey, one that I'll never, ever, ever forget. Now, I thought the military, you know, boot camp in the military, I thought that was so powerful that it was enough that you'd never forget it. Well, let me tell you, boot camp, the military has no comparison to politics, and they actually do very, very similar work. So that was where I was the past 4 months, and it was tremendous, but it is over. It is over. So stay tuned for the whole show, and I'll let you know the outcome. Some of you already know the outcome, but stay tuned, and I'll let you know what happened as a result of the 2013 Hillside Township election. Now, back to our to what I was saying earlier. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful day. This is another day, another opportunity, all about entrepreneurs. Now, this show here, some people wonder, well, why All About Entrepreneurs? Why do you need a show entitled All About Entrepreneurs? Well, and that's for several reasons. And some of those reasons, you may have read a little bit about us on the internet. Maybe you have heard about us from some other social network and social media that we've talked about, All About Entrepreneurs, and we talked about the show. Or maybe I've met you here in this city or another state live where I've talked about the show. But I have not talked about the show like I'm going to talk about the show this year. Yeah, this is a year of increase. This is a year of new beginning. This is a year of abundance. This is the year of double portions. This is the year of manifesting your dreams like never before. Now, there is not another group of individuals that I know of that dream and produces dreams like entrepreneurs. And so while the show was named that about a year and a half ago, it was not until this year, 2014, that the full revelation and operation of this show is going to come into manifestation this year on All About Entrepreneurs. And so several reasons. Well, and I'm going to get into our topic. Our topic, just like to let you know, because I know for some people, they, you know, you got to know right up front. Our topic today, which involves everything that I'm saying, our topic is the growth mindset. How do you get the growth mindset? You know, first of all, for individuals who are probably tuned into the broadcast, you are probably on track for the growth mindset, because only the people who really have a growth mindset, even though they may not realize it, would be anybody that would be a person that would get up at 7 a.m. to listen to a radio show, listen to some woman that's on the radio at 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. But the beautiful thing about it, I have friends on the radio. I know all kinds of radio hosts and DJs and you name it. But the beautiful thing about this radio show is that I do not have to leave the comfort of my couch, you know, my virtual studio. I'm sitting right here. And so that's the beautiful thing. I remember one morning I was on Ricky's show over in Harlem, and I had to, you know, his show comes on at like 5 o'clock in the morning or something, Eastern Standard Time. You know, time I had to get up to get over to his show and drive to New York. So let me tell you, I appreciate being able to do it right here. And if you're my guest, if you want to be a guest on the broadcast, you can do it from anywhere. One of my favorite guests that comes to our show from time to time to time is a young man over in Japan, okay? And so I absolutely love the fact that, you know, he can be on the broadcast all the way from Tokyo, Japan. And then there are other people that we've had on the show from time to time. And so back to this growth mindset. So, you know, it takes a growth mindset to do what you got to do these days. And it's important to have a growth mindset. But as I was saying, entrepreneurship today is so critical in this hour. And you definitely want to release your power. If you never released it before, this is the hour, because the releasing your power allows you to have that growth mindset. For instance, if you have a business, you definitely, you must have a growth mindset. There's no two ways about it. There's no ifs, ands, and buts about it. You must have. Even if you work for someone, like I was thinking before I got on the broadcast, and I was thinking that, you know, there are people out here who don't understand entrepreneurs, don't understand why people would risk everything they have to start a business, why people would go month after month, year after year, really not earning a profit, really not even, maybe even bringing in revenue, having a hard time marketing and selling their products and services, right? There were people who will wonder that. And some of these individuals, they're well-meaning people. They're our families, our loved ones, our spouses, our children, our neighbors, what have you. And sometimes they just don't understand the entrepreneur. Why do you do what you do? And it's funny, though, because I thought about it, and guess what? I'm like, well, you know that job you have that you love so well, and the one that you gloat over, and the one that you're so thankful to God that you have, and that's wonderful, and you should be? Well, guess what? You wouldn't be there if it wasn't for an entrepreneur. and an entrepreneurial spirit, because the person who started that business, guess what? They went through the same thing that that entrepreneur that you're looking at, they went through that. You looking at what a person is going through, as to say, that's so horrible that you would have to go through that, that you would have to do that, that, Yeah, you're looking at why in the world would you do that? Well, guess what? They did it. And you wouldn't have that job if they didn't do it. That company that you work at, it would have never been started without somebody with an entrepreneurial spirit. This country, this great country, America, or whatever country you live in. I don't care if you live in Japan. You could live in Kenya. You could live in Nairobi. You could live in a whole lot of places. But guess what? It was still entrepreneurial. Jesus, for that matter, let's face it, come on. Now, Jesus was an entrepreneur. He risked it all. He risked everything he had for you and for me, okay? So Jesus follows in the same characteristics that we entrepreneurs, as a matter of fact, there is a book, and when I come back to the show next time, hopefully I can get my hands on it, but I had it on my last job, and I used to have it out on my desk. It's called Jesus, the CEO, okay? So, and the book compares CEOs' characteristics and behaviors to Jesus, you see. Jesus had his disciples, you might call that his team, his cabinet, so to speak. And he also assigned them duties. Oh, hello now. Come on, somebody. He did. He told them that they would be fishers of men. So he absolutely told them what they were going to be doing and told them what, and they did it. You know, he trained them, and they did what they had to do. But that's absolutely correct, though. And here's the difference, though, with what we find with those successful, very successful entrepreneurs and the people that are around them, because here's where the growth mindset is important. The growth mindset is the kind of mindset that believes in succeeding at what you're doing. That's number one. If you want to have the growth mindset, you have to have a mind where you believe that you will succeed at what you're doing. You have to have a level, a high, very high level of belief in yourself. And especially, this is critical for entrepreneurs. It's important for students. It's important for couples. It's important for, well, guess what? It's important for those people who don't have their own business, who work for an entrepreneur. Because there's only two ways. You're either, you're either working for an entrepreneur, or you are an entrepreneur, or you're living off of the taxes of both of those other two. Okay? So the growth mindset is critical for entrepreneurs, because you have to believe, first of all, in yourself when no one else will. Trust me. It can get very tough out there. You have to believe in yourself when your spouse doesn't. Hello? When your children don't, or spouse and or significant other, because some people aren't married to their live-in partners and mates and what have you. So your spouse, those for the people who are married, for the unmarried people, your children, other friends and relatives, okay, and your parents. But I find that when people are very young, a lot of times parents will support them. But you try going a long time without nailing down what we call the traditional job, or just working for someone. Trust and believe, you may not have a whole lot of friends with you. Okay, because people are quick to reject what they don't understand or reject what they don't like. So in other words, if I think it's stupid to be an entrepreneur, so I don't want to be one. So I'll reject you wanting to do it. And so that's one of the reasons that we have this program all about entrepreneurs. That's one of the reasons that we put on once a year the Women Leaders and Entrepreneurs Summit and Business Expo, is because we want to give entrepreneurs a connection, a voice, opportunities to market and showcase their products and services. We want to give them a camaraderie. That's why we have the website, the Facebook page. That's why we have seminars and webinars online now, because we realize that, yes, though there might be, you know, a million people or so right here in the state of New Jersey and a few other million in New York and other surrounding areas, there are people in other parts of the country and the world that need help, and we have this technology called the Internet, which houses social media, so we're able to connect with people all over the world who may need that help, all right? But one of the things that you need as an entrepreneur is the growth mindset. And there was a doctor who did a study, and the doctor said that the growth mindset is powerful enough, it can change your life. See, it can change your life. To be able to stretch your thinking from this place of, I don't have, I can't do it, I'll never be that, my business will never grow. You won't be in business if you don't have a growth mindset. And guess what? Today, trust and believe, companies are looking for people with a growth mindset. See, people are starting to retire. The baby boomers, everybody knows, they'll retire or they'll cut back. They may not totally retire, because we understand that the economy is such that prices are so high that most people cannot retire on the earnings of their pensions. So they may have to keep doing something on the side. But there's a new employee coming on board, and the companies understand that before, the way companies were set up, pretty much as long as the CEO and all the other top echelon of the company, the other CEOs, the other vice presidents and what have you, and maybe department heads, they understood the growth mindset and they had it. But then they had a whole mass of people that didn't really have it. They were just coming to work, and pretty much it was just a routine kind of thing, and the companies could have probably done a whole lot better. There were some companies that did. But now they understand that they want to decentralize the growth mindset. And so they're rolling it out to more and more people throughout the organization, rolling it down more levels all the way down to the lowest level. So now they want the floor sweeper to have a growth mindset, just to break it down for some people. That's right. They want the floor sweeper to have the growth mindset. And a lot of our young people have this mindset because they're taught early on in school about entrepreneurship, leadership, problem solving, critical thinking. This is becoming the norm for kindergarten, preschool. Preschool, they're teaching preschoolers how to plan their day. I worked in a daycare center 2 years ago, and I was watching, they were four-year-olds, and I watched them as they were planning their day at a daycare center. The kids, not the teacher, the teacher was helping them, but the little kids was planning out what they were going to do at that daycare center between 8 o'clock and 5 o'clock, and they had to stick to the plan. I was like, wow. I looked at those kids. I said, some of their parents don't plan their day. And they got four-year-olds doing it. So they're coming into, and they're on a computer. They're coding. You know, coding, you got to think. You got to problem solve. That's the biggest thing about computers and programming. I was a computer programmer for about 3 months. No, maybe a little bit longer. During a semester when I took a Pascal class and I took a basic class. And let me tell you, you have to problem solve. That's what computer programming is. for those people who was wondering. But, yeah, that's what 80% of the time you're problem solving. Sure, you're designing, too. So the growth mindset, I'm telling you, our young people are coming on board with this and on to jobs. This is what you have to compete with, even on your job. You have to, you know, see, before, when people, this is how people who don't have a growth mindset, this is how they think, oh, that can't be done. Oh, we never did that. Well, that won't work over here. Oh, these are their favorite words. I mean, no, seriously, people without the growth mindset, these are their favorite words. That won't work here. That can't be done. We've never done that. We never done it like that. It won't work here. That can't be done. So I want you, what I want you to do, take a little test over the next week, so from now to maybe Tuesday. So that gives you a weekend as well to put into your study. You do a little study, a little research. And I want you to notice the people on your job, if you work, and as you are, as an entrepreneur, the people that you are around, your base, your crew, your group of mind, what you call it, mastermind. I know people have some mastermind groups. Boy, I'd love to sit in on a few of those to see if you have a mastermind, but your mind isn't about growth. I mean, I don't know what's so mastery about that. But because it takes a growth mindset to make a success out of your business, out of anything. So, yeah, so do your little research and just kind of notice people's conversations, and especially at work. Oh, my God, you know how sometimes at work, you know, they have these, all companies do this, so they have meetings. That's what they do. They meet, right? And I don't care, it could be your church. It could be any of your church groups as well. Now, imagine you were a fly on the wall in one of Jesus' meetings. You know, what about the time he fed the 5,000 plus, right? Because that was the 5,000 men, and it was plus children, or women and children. What about, I wonder what would have been like to be in a meeting with Jesus on that one, and his disciples, and Jesus, and they had two fish and five loaves of bread. And Jesus began to say, because it hadn't been done before, right? And so Jesus began to tell them that he was going to feed those 5,000 people. Let's say they called a meeting to talk about food distribution, right? And you know how we have events and we plan a meal. Maybe it's a luncheon, a dinner, a breakfast, or what have you. And you call your people together as a part of your team. And I wonder if they would have been saying, oh, no, Jesus, we can't do that. No, Jesus, this can't be done. No, Jesus, we've never done it like this. I would suspect that, I'm not trying to put words in their mouths, but I might have to preach that. That sounds like that's going to be a good message. I think I'm going to preach that in the church. And if you're listening, and I know a lot of people listen to my broadcast and get ideas, and I'm glad you do. Thank you. Because I listen to other people's broadcasts and get ideas. But here's the thing. The growth minds, because there's nothing new under the sun, so it ain't like we got to try to take credit for anything. But here's the thing. The growth, yeah, so if you want to preach it, you can preach it. Go for it. But the growth, having that as a topic and then using that scripture and or that story. See, Jesus, you're not going to be able to prove anywhere in scripture that Jesus didn't have a growth mindset. Even his mother and father, listen, Joseph and Mary, listen. Joseph was like, nah, listen, we're going to have this baby in the inn. We don't care in the manger. That's a growth mindset. Okay? And so, he got up and he left where he was and went to Bethlehem, you know. So you gotta think about that in terms of how is this impacting your business? How is this impacting your work, what you do? Go on your job and play out the growth mindset. In other words, you might say, well, what is the growth mindset? Coach Lalisa, you haven't told us yet. Well, it's a mindset. I told you a little bit in the beginning. It believes that things, it believes the impossible. It believes in yourself, in your product, what you do. It doesn't doubt. It is full of belief. Okay? The growth, we'll put it like this. The growth mindset is not going to be saying, here's some things that the growth mindset won't say. It won't say, that can't be done. We've never done it like that. And that won't work here. The growth mindset won't say that. Okay, so I'm going to give you a little hint, a little clue. The growth mindset is about finding a way to do it here. It's about finding a way to get it done with these people. It's about finding a way to get it done in this organization, in this company, in this year, in this group. You see? So it's about, so what we have at the heart of the growth mindset, the inner workings, is a belief that it can be done. And then it has this ability to project itself and say, we can do this. It believes in itself, and then it says, this can be done. It looks for opportunities even to get it done. It doesn't just say, all right, it can be done and go sit down. No, the growth mind is involved. It's active. It's participating in getting it done. So therefore, as an entrepreneur, what is it that you can release your growth mindset on? What is it that you've been telling yourself that you can't do? Now, you need support with what you're trying to do. So definitely, I mean, you are welcome to contact myself. I have items that can help you. I can collaborate with you. I can partner with you. See, there's nothing better than having a growth mindset with a growth mindset. Now, you got something. Think about a married couple. Think about two people, both with growth mindsets. You know, you're going to have an amazing, amazing thing. Amazing. All it takes is two. Imagine three. I love how God said it. The Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, the threefold cord is not easily broken. So imagine you and you get one other person. Oh, that's the bomb right there. You've got enough almost right there to get it done. But you take three, get you three people, all with the growth mindset, and you're going to have some humongous things. I know for me, I have three very powerful people that all have the growth. Actually, I have about eight powerful people in my life that all have the growth mindset. So I was fortunate. I was just fortunate through God blessed me with three sisters with the growth mindset. Yeah, Beverly, Holly, and Hope. Three sisters, siblings, same mama, same daddy, siblings with a growth mindset. Okay, and a brother. I can throw him in there, Eric, and my other sister, Jay, and her as well. So he gave us, my mother had a growth mindset, and my father did as well. So that happens for many, many people. But for some people, you have to go out and find that. And they're out there. But if you can't find anyone, I'm telling you, you got me. So you can partner with me. You can go to CoachLalisa.com, and you can find ways to partner with me to have somebody in, on your side who has a growth mindset. Because in order for you to get to your next dimension, in order for you to get to where you really want to be in your business, I'm telling you, you have to have a growth mindset. You're not going to get there without it, because there's going to be too much other stuff coming against you that if you don't have the growth mindset, you're not going to be able to succeed and achieve and really be fulfilled. And by the way, now that I mentioned that word fulfilled, I just finished the ebook, 21 Days to a Fulfilled Life. So go to my website, click on the link, get your free copy. I will be sending, emailing them out probably as early as tomorrow, Wednesday. So I know some people already had registered for the ebook, and, you know, it takes a little minute to get some of the twerks out. But it'll be ready to go. I will be sending it out tomorrow. I have a few more things to touch up on it. But it is my absolute first major a book that I did for ebook. I have other books that I'm turning into ebooks, like Release Your Power and what have you. But this is the first one that first ebook that I've created that is actually done, and it'll be ready to go tomorrow. So definitely grab a hold of that. I mean, it's not like but it's my ebook. Okay, where's yours? You know, go get you one. And but it's my ebook. It ain't, like I said, it ain't all the hoopla of ebooks. But guess what? It is what it is. It's 21 days. I tell you what it is. So it definitely will encourage you to live a life that is fulfilled, that is meaningful, and one that you will be happy with. It will definitely encourage you and motivate you and inspire you to do that. And actually, over 21 days, it'll give you 21 strategies that you can employ in order to bring that about, or at least begin the process, okay? So there's that. And we're so excited about that. So you can get a free copy. You just register, and I got your email, and I'll be emailing it out. You can email to, you can go to my website, and there's a form there. You have to give me your email address because I won't know where to send it. So you have to put email and your name in. I believe you have to go to release-your-power.com. That's my website, and some people probably wonder, well, why do you have the dashes there? Well, that's because when I did decide to, this is the 10th year for Release Your Power. It's our 10th anniversary. And when I decided to do a website with that name, it was already taken. It was already taken. ReleaseYourPower.com was taken. So I went to release-your-power.com. And I don't know, I think release it there. So there you have it. Well, so create your growth mindset. You got to have it. If you want to be a successful entrepreneur this year, if you want to take your business to the next level, you have to have a growth mindset. Now, we will be talking more and more about the growth mindset over, you know, throughout the year, but there are other things we're going to talk about as well. So, for instance, we have how to write a business plan. That workshop is coming up. We have the workshop, self-publishing workshop. That's coming up for those of you who want to write your paperback books, but also you want to do ebooks. I'll be telling you how to do ebooks. Ebooks made easy. We can get that done. I'll be doing a workshop on that. Also, there are other workshops. Building a winning team, how to create a team of winning people. Some of you know that training is my formal background. That's what my school education is in. My degrees are in human resources and training and performance improvement. But that's just what I love doing. And so if you want to build a winning team, other workshops include marketing your products and services, and social media, how to use social media more effectively, how to get involved in social media for your business, for business purposes. I'll probably do something in the later weeks to come about campaigning for those of you who are considering running for office. I can tell you some of the ins and outs and what's important about it, what's not, if you should do it, should you not, if you do, what to look out for. But definitely, as an entrepreneur, you want to have the growth mindset. You don't have a choice. You have to have it, okay? And as I'm saying, you even need it if you are a student. You need to have it, and I'll be teaching that to my students next week. I'll be teaching them about the growth mindset. I'll be teaching all my students that I'll be teaching over the two colleges. I'll be teaching them about the growth mindset. I'll be teaching students, you know, throughout. And again, I understand that we want to be successful, but we're not going to do it if our mind isn't in the right place. You know, the Bible says, be transformed by the renewing of your mind. the scripture says in Romans 12:2, so that you can prove what is the good and acceptable and the perfect will of God over your life. So as an entrepreneur, if you believe that this is what God has called you to, and I believe I've been called to be an entrepreneur by God, and if you believe this, and even if you don't believe that, you, other people's lives are depending on you. Your customers, your employees, the products and services that you purchase, somebody else's, that's a meal for them, that's a vacation for them, that's a school paid for their child. So what you do is important. But in order to make it better, in order to have the best chances of doing well, you have to have that growth mindset. So I hope this show has been a blessing to you. I hope it has helped you. I mean, as a believer, I strongly believe in the growth mindset, because to go from where I was with nothing at the bottom of the pit, all right, to get to where I am today, the only way I got here wasn't anything special about me. I didn't have any money. I wasn't the right color. I wasn't the right religion. It was a mindset. It was a growth mindset that got me here. Now, where my growth mindset came from is the same place yours will come from as well, because God is no respecter of persons. What he did for one, he'll do for another. So you can have a growth mindset too. You don't have to be jealous of anybody with it. You know, that's why I love people. But one of the things that bothers me the most is when people get jealous of what I have or what I'm doing. And that bothers me, because everything I have, God gave it to me. And what he gave me, he can give you. And then the mind, you can transform your own mind. And so that does bother me when people show me that side of them. And then there, and those people, I will absolutely cut them off. Period. End of sentence. They are done. Because I know that that's foolish. You don't have to be jealous of what someone has. You don't have to envy what someone has, because you have it too. When you're jealous of other people, it means that you're not looking at what you have. That's all that means. It's not, you're not looking at what you have. It's like the story of the person with a home, and their lawn was green, and the person across the street lawn was green, and then your lawn gets brown, and you're jealous of the person with the green lawn. Well, you have lawn too, and it was green, but what happened? You stopped watering it. You stopped nurturing it. You stopped taking care of your own, probably because you were too busy looking at what someone else is doing. And that also is not a growth mindset, okay? And so throughout, you know, as we deal with our women and do some other programs, one of the things that I teach is to learn how to be happy when other people have what you don't have, or they're succeeding where you're not. You know, so anyway, that's a whole, I know I done went to a whole, down a whole nother lane, but back to finishing up all about entrepreneurs, creating that growth mindset. It was great. It's wonderful being back, 7 a.m., 2014. Woosa, woo, take us some people. They're like, wow, my mom, I'll never forget. She was amazed. I'll never forget this. She passed away in 05, but oh my God, my mother was amazed that I could, I was preaching and she was there. We drove to Cleveland, Ohio, and she met us there, and I was preaching there. And there were close to about 800, close to over 800 people in the room, and my first time preaching to that large of a crowd. And my mom, she couldn't believe, I was about 40 at the time, she couldn't believe how long I preached without taking a breath. That just blew her, right? That blew my mom away. It was only like 20 minutes, but, you know, 20 minutes of not taking a breath can seem like eternity for some people. And at that age, for her to have known me my whole life and have birthed me, to see your mother amazed at something that you do is just amazing. And I'll never forget the look on her face as I was preaching, I would glance over at her from time to time. And my mom was also a preacher, so, you know, you glance over, but I was wrapped up in the spirit. But afterwards, when she said that to me, and the look on her face when she said it, I'll never, you know how you have your parents, they pass away, what have you, and you have those moments that you'll never, ever forget. Well, that day, which happened in when I preached, that was March of February of 2004, and she passed January of 2005. So I can never thank God enough for allowing her to come and see that day, because clearly, if I never again preach to a crowd that size, you know, my mother got to see a child who had been, oh God, I don't even want to start talking about what she had seen me do. But then to see that, or should I say, you know. So, you know, I'm getting all sentimental here, and, you know, I'll be crying in a second. But the growth, so when I talk about the growth mindset, it's serious with me. It's important. It's, you know, again, like I said, for you, it'll be life-changing, and you may feel you can't do it. You may feel that. I don't know. Well, that's why I'm here. That's why I'm Coach Elisa. That's why you can contact me. I will help you develop your growth mindset. You just register with CoachElisa.com. You go on there. You can do a free coaching session. You can sign up for the coaching programs there. I will help you develop. Mine's got developed from going from prostitute to princess and going from incarcerated to working in a jail. So that's how I developed my growth mindset. I'm sure you have that too. Maybe it's not fully developed. Maybe you haven't noticed it, but I can help bring it out. I can help bring that out for you. So let's do that, and we'll be back tomorrow, Wednesday, God willing. So go online to Release Your Power. We have All About Entrepreneurs on the internet, on social media, LinkedIn, Twitter. I haven't started posting really on Instagram yet, though I do have an Instagram page, and I have a Pinterest and Spreaker, and I have almost every social media program out. Google, you name it, I already have them. Ben had them. Some of them I had for so long, I just don't use them. I know that's why they created companies like Focus and Infusion and HubSpot, because they realize there are people like me with 50 million leaven of social media networks, and they're trying to give us a platform to bring it all together. But Blog Talk will absolutely cut us off in a minute if they haven't already done so. So we only get a half hour, and they grace us another 10 to 15 minutes. So they will shut us down. And I want to thank you for joining us, for tuning in. Please feel free to inbox me if you have a comment, question, concern, laugh, outburst, what have you. And again, God bless you. Welcome to the new year. I pray this is a successful year. If you didn't get a chance to tune in when we did the New Year Planning Program on any meeting, you can still get that. You can email me and ask me about that. And I look forward to being here tomorrow for another exciting topic. We're all about entrepreneurs. I don't know what I'm going to talk about yet, so don't say, well, what show throughout it tomorrow? I don't know. I have to go through the day and see what hits me. But if you go on Facebook, I'll post it later. All right? Take care. And if you have a suggestion, something maybe you want to know about or something you're struggling with, inbox me on Facebook.com/CoachLalisa, or Twitter, Coach Lalisa, or LinkedIn, Lalisa Williams. Inbox me about something that you're struggling with, or if you have a question. You know, it's probably one of the things I'll start doing, especially when I start to Release Your Power TV. I'll be taking your questions and comments, but certainly you can inbox them, put it on my page, and I'll deal with that. Take care. Have an awesome, awesome day. This has been Blog Talk Radio and Coach Lalisa on All About Entrepreneurs.